Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And thanks for Tony. How could I even get that out of my mouth? Thanks for tuning in to Catch the Drift. Joining me and saying, I'm all, it's the crap fest, right? Yeah, you guys have got me all flu-barred thinking about it. All right, so joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Mondrick.
There's a lot of that going around.
All right, well, welcome to the show.
Can we get a do-over?
No, we're not going to do that over. Right. It was too messy. What we do on the drift every Saturday. See, now you got me all
simpatico.
Gosh. All right, what we do on the drift every Saturday is go over the news we put on the Daily Drift. It's the news
you need to know.
There you go. And I spend a lot of time putting news from around the world, across the nation, and even locally on the dailydrift.com for you to peruse. And so please use it. You don't find it on the mainstream media as much. So, but let's take care of a little business before we move on. HL Mini Equipment, winners here. If you need a new tractor for spring or you need something to move some snow around, 734-994-6000. Call Mark at Aishelman Equipment. They're located on 6 Mile Road at US 23. Lots of good equipment, new equipment, used equipment, you name it, they've got it. Loaders, tractors, backhoes, they've got it. Mowers for spring.
They got all the toys.
It's a fun place just to go in and check out the yard. You know what I mean? So call them, 734-994-6000. That's Aishelman Equipment, AESCHLIMAN.com. AishelmanEquipment.com.
The big boys Tonka shop, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's exactly right, man. He's got a lot of really cool toys out there. So if you miss the show live, you can catch us on americatalkradio.us Saturday and Sunday evenings. It's also on Spreaker. We're on YouTube. We're on SoundCloud. And, of course, always archived at thedailydrift.com. Okay.
And then I usually post it on Facebook.
Facebook, Twitter, So, check us out. We're easy to find. So the big story should have been this week, the immigration talks and our president trying to be magnanimous and open the door for Democrats and Republicans to kind of work together. And, of course, the Democrats lit us up, right? And that it all devolved because allegedly the president used the S-hole word, which as Dick, thank you, Dick, for – here's the funny thing,
you're
right?
You're getting tongue-tied again.
I'm tongue-tied because I was driving down here thinking, can I use the word crap hole? I should have just called Derek, but I was trying to Google it as I'm driving, right? And so I'm speaking to my my phone, the Google phone, right? And it comes across as C star, star, star.
Oops, maybe you can't.
You can't even Google crap.
You know, when I was a kid – roughly when you were a kid, probably, you'd get your mouth washed out with soap. Yeah. If mom caught me saying crap, that's it.
Yeah.
Now it's
okay to say it on the air.
Yeah, like I was telling Rick just a few minutes ago, in a couple of years, we'll be saying the other word. I mean, not most of us, but it'll be on mainstream television.
We're devolving slowly but surely. But what it comes down to, right, is number one, Dick Durbin's, I think, a liar or an exaggerator.
Yes. Well, definitely an exaggerator, because the things that he went on to say, besides that he said that word.
He was using it repeatedly. Yeah.
And all on a bunch of other racist comments and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, no. Look,
number one.
When you're done, I hope you haven't covered the point I want to cover, because I'm all excited to cover this point.
Go ahead. I'm going to give it to you. Knock yourself out.
Two exciting things happened this week that everybody has forgotten about already. The Dow hit another all-time high, and the president had a bipartisan meeting with Senate members, actually House and Senate members, and it was about immigration, and everybody came away from that saying how presidential he was. He had cameras in there. There's video of it. Everybody came, even CNN came away saying, wow, that was really something. And then the next day, they couldn't stand for that to be the news. So a closed-door meeting with no recording, he's according to Durbin and some other people who have an agenda, are saying that he used that word. And like Dick was saying in the last hour, that word describes a country. It describes a situation that these countries face. It's not saying all the people in there are that word. It's saying that that is a situation. I have a compassion child who's grown up now. He's a young adult. He's an accountant in Nairobi. And he just Facebook messaged me and said, hey, President Trump is right. These are asshole countries.
Yeah, crap-hole countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, number one, you can't be racist calling a country a crap-hole. Because you know what? It's a country. It's not a person.
Yeah.
It's not a race. There's nothing there. It's nothing racist about it. Because I can guarantee you, all of those third-world countries have mixed populations. There might be a white, some Arabs, some Asians, some blacks, some mixed-breed people. You know what I mean? People are you can't call a country crap hole and say that's a racist statement. Sorry, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Yeah.
So number one, there is no racism in calling those countries a crap hole.
Yeah.
Number two, it's just the truth. And I thought about this the other day. Why is the truth so frightening to people nowadays? At what point in our society did all of a sudden telling the truth, be it as ugly as it is, become wrong and evil? It's the truth, folks. These countries are crapples. The guy in Haiti who wanted to summon, allegedly, the U.S. ambassador, you know who you should be summoning, sir? Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
They raised billions of dollars for your country after the earthquake, and you've still got people living in tents. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to invite the listeners. You might be a crap hole country if, and call into the show, 734-822-1600. You might be a country, a crap hole country if, and you tell me, because here's mine. If your people are still living in tents.
Yeah.
Over a decade after you've had an earthquake, chances are you're a crap hole country, period.
Yep.
And I can think of anything that you want. If you don't want a vacation there and you don't want to live there, chances are you're a crap hole country. That's just plain and simple truth. It doesn't get any more simple than that.
You might be a crap hole country if you've improved your plumbing and you've gone from a one-holer to a two-holer.
Well, as Dick went through that,
which we used as kids,
absolutely, you know, outhouse, whatever. You might be a crap hole country if your people are starving to death and the leaders aren't.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
pretty simple. North Korea. Mm-hmm. You might be a crap hole country if 7 or 8 of your states are now on the travel ban, right, or the travel advisory from the U.S. Department of State. Mexico, hello. That's how bad it is, right? Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I want to say, first, what's wrong with speaking the truth? And second, now my preferred word, and it's still accurate, is dung. And those who don't know the word, D-U-N-G. Dung heap. Dung. And there's nothing wrong with what Trump allegedly said, and I also present this point to you, too. Since when should we ever trust anything from a Democrat? If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I mean, we should know by now there isn't a time you should ever trust anything that comes out of the mouth of a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. Dick Durbin is a liar and an agendist and just a filthy human being. He does not belong in the U.S. Senate. Illinois, right? Burt Durbin? Isn't he senator from Illinois?
Right.
I think he's Illinois. Well, there you go, right? A filthy Democrat, lying SOB who doesn't belong in the sanctity and formerly honorary group of senators, right? But you're exactly right, Ken. Spot on. Anything else?
Well, the other point that's not being talked about either is now the one thing that's very clear about our immigration policy, we want to bring in people from countries where people are uneducated, unskilled. We do not want to bring in people from countries where the people who want to come in are educated. I had a neighbor, and this is a perfect example, from England. This guy came over to America, work visa with Ford Motor Company. And while he was here, he met an American woman, got married. He had three children. Now, after he got married, he tried to become a U.S. citizen. When his work visa expired, he was forced to go back to England, taking with him his American-born wife and his three American-born children. And they wouldn't keep him here because he was from England. And he was told specifically from immigration, if you were from Mexico or South America, you would have no trouble staying. But our immigration laws do not want people coming in from England.
Yeah, exactly, because they do that quota thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a diversity ruling, right? They're trying to make us more diverse, so they don't want any more white people or European people or whatever. So it makes me wonder, Ken, if he was an African-American guy from England, would they have let him stay?
Probably not, because from what I'm hearing more and more of is if you are college-educated, in fact, I've heard that even college-educated people from Mexico who want to come here legally are almost not able to get in at all. You know, it's extremely difficult. They want people coming in that will be dependent on the government for everything, and people who they hope will vote Democrat.
Yeah, I firmly believe that. That's absolute truth.
I will say it's kind of a sad thing that Trump used the example of Norway instead of, say, England. You know, because Norway does give this connotation of blonde hair, blue eyed.
But that's not true. That's not true, because how much of a Muslim population
I realize that.
It's crazy now. Norway is not white, blonde haired people anymore.
I understand that.
You know?
Yeah.
Well,
by the way,
I take your point.
Yeah, but you understand why he said Norway, because he had just had a meeting with the president of Norway.
That was ambassador.
Norway just happened to be on his mind.
Right.
And so he could have said any other country from Europe, and he still would have got the same reaction from the Democrats. And there again, never trust a Democrat. For if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan.
Yep, exactly. All right, great call, Ken. Thanks for the points. All right, let's take a call from Pastor Rick. Pastor Rick, how are you?
Hey, wanted to comment on the president's statement.
You know, you could have just walked in, Pastor Rex.
Where is the fun in that? Now, hey, you know, I've been to countries like India and stuff where they actually defecate and urinate out on the streets, and that's it. You walk into these cities and they just reek, and they're literally dung holes.
I've been in cities in Italy where the guys take a leak right on the street corner. Or Detroit,
right,
for that matter. Well, you know.
No, I've seen it in Detroit.
So with that being said, I think your last caller made a very strong point. It used to be, if you wanted to move to this country, you had to show that you had a work skill that would be advantageous to this country to move forward. In other words, you had something to offer this country other than a skin color or ethnic last name. We need, in this country, we need immigrants, absolutely. But we're throwing out the immigrants that want to be here. I've known a lot of college students that come over here, they get their degree from a U.S. school, and they don't want to go back. They want immigration, and yet they're not given it. So we're taking our educated visa holders and sending them back, and yet bringing in the people to pick the apple trees.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I think we need to start keeping them over. Let's face it, we are educating a number of people from China, rocket scientists. We're teaching them rocket science, literally, in our schools, and they're going back to China. Everyone in China works for the government. You get where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we are training the future rocket scientists, missile builders of China, and sending them back rather than trying to keep that skill here.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right.
We've got things backwards here.
Yeah.
You know, Rick,
and we're actually educating our enemies.
You know, Rick, I thought you or Ken might have mentioned Philippians 3:8, given the term that we've been bandying about walking around today. And Philippians 3:8.
Scubalon.
Pardon me?
Scubalon is the Greek word.
There you go. Okay, well, let me give the verse then. Yea, doubtless, I counted all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. And that word dung is what in the Greek?
Skubalon.
And what does it mean?
Well, it means the S word that we can't say on the radio.
There you go. Thank you.
So you guys are quoting Bible to talk around. All right, never mind. Yeah. It's getting there, but that's interesting. Well, good call, Pastor Rick. I appreciate it. Next time, just come into the studio, would you?
Okay.
All right, we'll see.
Well, he's going to do that in about 40 minutes anyhow.
Yeah, I just, number one, you know, some people are saying, oh, it's 4D chess. Now, I can see the president saying it. I don't know if he did or didn't. I'm sure he used some pretty tough language because he's a straight shooter. But you know what? I think almost every American has watched the news and seen things happen on the news, and you're including the liberals. The hypocrite liberals who are making a big deal about this, they probably all watched the news at one point and said, man, that's a crap hole country. I'm glad I don't live in that crap hole. Or why are we bringing people from those crap hole countries here? We've all said it, and we've all thought it. And so don't – you know what? Here's Donald Trump if he did say it. Good for you, Mr. President. I fully support that you're saying what I'm thinking because I would say it. Why are we bringing people from crap hole countries here?
We've got people to say it. We've got people too embarrassed to say the truth. It's the Orwellian, you can't speak the truth because it goes against the story. You know what I mean? It goes against the government's newspeak. You can't say that this is true and that's false when the government's saying what's false is true.
Yeah. Well, Derek, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. And then we're going to move into immigration, the real story of immigration, not this bandying of bad words about. So we'll see you all on the other side of the break.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
Hi, I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I'll be speaking at Battle Cry, Michigan, to be held at the Soaring Eagle Casino. Battle Cry is the largest gathering of conservative activists in the Midwest. You'll want to be there. Learn the shocking roots of the big lie that the American political left repeats every day. The Michigan Conservative Coalition will host Battle Cry on February 2nd and February 3rd. Go to battlecrymichigan.com to get your tickets.
Or call 248-866-2631.
See you there.
Operation Freedom.
I will always tell the truth on your show because you speak truth to power and you empower the public in its battle against our representation, whether it be the House, the Senate, races, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But with facts, the people then have strength to confront.
That's right.
And to take away and remove the people who are, I guess, working against the rule of law.
Operation Freedom with Dr. Dave Janda. Sunday afternoons from 2 to 5, right here on Wham!
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
That's some cool music.
Yeah, man. It's me, man. DJ Gary. Here we go, right? Hamburg Quick Lube. If you need to get an oil change, you can get a free car wash with it. Hamburg Quick Lube, located at M36, 7554 East M36. Call them up, 810-231-0121.
Tell them you saw it in the Current.
Tell them you saw it in the Current. Okay, let's take a call from Jasmine in Chicago. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hey there.
Hey,
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you, Jasmine.
It's been a while.
I have two things I'd like to say. Number one, the guy that we've had all over the local TV stations talking about what Trump supposedly said, other than Durbin, is that other beacon of honesty that Luis Gutierrez.
Oh, Luis Gutierrez.
You know. I mean, he's been on the local news, and of course, they've been saying it like, you know, Trump definitely said it because Dick Durbin said so. And that was a fun line. And there's a lot of stories. There's actually videos of Dick Durbin lying on video about other things. And not that that's a big concern because he's a politician and it's kind of in his blood. The other thing I'd like to comment on about the whole El Salvadoran thing, where, you know, Trump has said that there's going to be 200,000 people getting sent back. And because, you know, according to the liberals, these people are suffering from, you know, economic problems, crime problems. You know, they have no hope in life or whatever. And my question is, when do I get those benefits? I live in Chicago. Could you be more dangerous than Chicago?
That's exactly right. I mean, we're treating these people from other countries so well. I mean, they left El Salvador a decade ago, right? And they're still here, and we're giving them this special privilege.
Why didn't they make plans?
Here's the bright part that comes out of the comments, whether they were made by the president or not. The one part is now Democrats have to come out, and the liberals have to come out and say, these aren't crap hole countries. Oh, really? Then why are we bringing people here? Why are we giving them special status? Why are we expediting them and giving them special privileges to come here? If their countries aren't crap holes, then send them back and don't bring them here. That's the one silver lining. So thank you, President Trump, for bringing that out, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you could thank President Trump for a lot of things, actually.
He really has
taken us behind that curtain, you know, and showed us who Oz really is, you know?
Yeah.
And I've said it before to my friends and anybody else who, you know, cares about my opinion, that, you know, think about all the people that the media has lynched in the past, you know, that didn't have Trump's money, that didn't have Trump's access, you know? God only knows how many innocent people the media has, you know,
excoriated
for their own agenda.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing with Hollywood. And, you know, I can honestly say that I was offered a chance to work today or not work today. And I said, well, it's either that or I can go see Meryl Streep's new movie. I think I'll go work today.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Meryl Hactress, I like to call her, right?
And don't forget Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid as Gump Hanks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and then
talking
course,
to that
you know,
coconut all that time did that to him.
And I don't know if you saw Stephen Colbert talking about America being a crap hole country.
Because of our president. You know, we have this guy as a president. That's why he said that, right?
Right.
Yeah, wonderful.
And, you know, all these people that you know, what's the old line? You know, there's planes, trains leaving every hour on the hour. You don't love the country, get out.
Right. That's exactly right. And the other thing I liked about the president, if he made this statement, is, again, he took that window, that Overton window as it is, of acceptability. Mm-hmm. Instead of being scared to say Haiti's a crap hole country, Mexico's a crap hole country, all of a sudden, a lot of us, me included, I'm saying it. It's a crap hole country. It's just the truth.
It is. And let me ask you something, Gary. What do you think? This is something that I've been thinking about the last couple of days since this whole thing kind of blew up. You know, a lot of people, including myself, came out of that meeting that he had with Durbin sitting right next to him. And they were all saying how...
Hey, Jasmine, can you hold that thought and we'll pick you up on the other side of the break?
Sure.
All right, hang tight, and we'll grab you on the other side of the break. We're running into the hard break at the bottom of the hour. All right, and the rest of you, we'll see you on the other side.
A man decides after 70 years that what he goes there for is to unlock the door. Well, those are
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. President Trump denies using foul language during a meeting on immigration with congressional leaders.
Tweeting, the language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used. But bigger than the he said, she said, the White House is in the midst of its efforts to broker a deal between Democrats and Republicans on DACA, and leaders in both parties acknowledged the fallout from the president's remarks isn't making those negotiations any easier.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Legendary sportscaster Keith Jackson has died.
Stewart with time. Let's it go. He's got three people down there. The ball's up in the air. Caught! Touchdown!
Jackson on ABC describing the catch in a 1994 college matchup between Colorado and Michigan. He was with the network for more than 50 years, starting in 1965, and he called them all, from the Olympics to the NFL. Keith Jackson was 89. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. And joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondarenka.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, well, let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for something to do tonight, Burroughs Roadhouse out in West Brighton, 810-227-6000. They have comedy shows Fridays, and they have music on the weekends, 810-227-6000. Great food, great drinks, great atmosphere, and coupons in the current. Make sure you go to COURANTonline.com and get your coupons. Just print them off out of there and or tell them you heard it on the drift, whatever. But great place, burrows-roadhouse.com or 810-227-6000. Check it out. So we've got Jasmine from Chicago who had a second point she wanted to make. Jasmine, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Hi. All right. Before you were so rudely interrupted by the heartbreak, you were talking. Go ahead.
No, I understand. It's a heartbreak. Hey. Yes. No, listen, this is not so much a statement, but as a question to you. A couple of days before all this kind of blew up and he was getting all the rave reviews for, you know, sitting down with the Democrats and the Republicans and everything, there was all this talk coming out from everyone from Ann Coulter to Laura Ingraham to, you know, Geraldo Rivera. Everybody was saying, you know, if he is indeed talking about a DACA deal, You know, he will be a one-term president. He will disappoint his, you know, the people that put him in office and all that stuff. Do you think that this was kind of his way of saying to his base, look, I'm not caving. See, I'm going to use these words so you guys can see that I'm still the same person you elected?
I thought it was the opposite of that, to be honest with you. Although that's a good point. I think it's more in terms of the left is using this to take away the so to speak, shine that he got from that meeting. And I think he had distanced himself from some of the things that, like he said, I'm willing to make any deal, put it on the table. I don't think he meant he was going to make any deal the way a lot of people assumed it sounded at first. It did sound bad, but then I think there was some cleanup after that where it was like, no, we're going to get a wall. We're going to get certain things. And the question is, what are they? And you got to negotiate.
Yeah, I think I don't have any fear that there's going to be a bad deal. Donald Trump is not going to make a bad deal. Will some DACA kids get to stay? I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think some. And I hope that they qualify them if they're certain age, if they're troublemakers, whatever. But I don't like them getting citizenship unless they earn it somehow. You join the military, do whatever, make it conditional, right?
Make the stake and make the deal conditional. No chain.
Make the deal conditional. But definitely give me my wall or whatever facilitates securing the border, right? It's not necessarily a wall everywhere, but certainly in places you have to have a wall. And stop the chain migration, right?
And
stop having people come here on a lottery. Because you know what? As everybody says, common sense dictates that you bring in the people you need. You don't just bring in people who want to come here for whatever reason.
Right.
And B5 visas also, the ones where you buy your way in. That's got to go.
Right.
That's wrong.
I think you're kind of right, Jasmine, that he was making a statement. I don't have any doubt about the president. He has delivered for me in this first year so much that I'm ecstatic. I've got some alleged conservative friends who are still berating. They're never Trumpers. And for those people, they're never going to be satisfied. They're haters in their own right. I don't worry about them. But I believe the base is strong, and I believe it's getting stronger all the time because I think – and if you work like I do and you get a paycheck like I do, we're going to see in our next few paychecks, whenever it starts, a difference. And I don't know what that's going to be for me yet. But I'm going to look forward to it, and I'm going to post mine probably on Facebook. Well, I won't post mine. I won't post my income on Facebook, but I will post how much the difference was, right? So I think in a way you're right. He's speaking to the base. I think Donald Trump speaks to the base every day, and that's why I'm glad he's still tweeting. Keep tweeting. I'll take the bad ones with the good ones.
Right. Well, the other thing is I was just very surprised that, you know, people I really do like Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham, and they're just like in a panic mode.
Right.
Yeah, I watched Laura Ingraham that night, and she
Tucker Carlson also.
Yeah, and she berated, you know, but she did qualify by saying, "We'll wait and see what happens," right? Because maybe she doesn't have faith in politicians. She's closer to D.C. than any of us, obviously. I don't have any faith in politicians, but I do have faith in Donald Trump. I do, yeah. And this is the first politician I can honestly say that about. Is he perfect? No. Is he going to give me everything I want? No. But he's getting a big chunk of it already, and it's only been 1 year. So
right,
you know,
I've said this before. I said, look, I did not elect an angel. I elected a president.
Yes, you elected a guy who's speaking for me, and when he calls these third world countries that are filled with violent people who hate us and we keep expediting them here, he's speaking the truth to me. Mm-hmm. Those are crap hole countries, and those people don't belong here. Right? But not all of them. You can't break the brother. But you shouldn't be importing them in wholesale lots of them here when they're uneducated. They're going to be on welfare. They're coming here to cause trouble. Hello, look at the Somali that walked into an emergency room where a lady was giving birth and tried to assault her. Hello? Kind of people should not be coming to the United States of America. It's
when you buy your produce, when you go to the store and you're picking out apples and pears, you go through them and you take the ones that you want to take. You don't take the ones that you don't want to take, right?
Exactly. That's exactly. Well, great call, Jasmine. Anything else?
No, actually, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, appreciate the call, and spread the word out there in Chicago for us, would you?
Will do. Already have.
All right. Take care. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing good, doing good. I wish it were 50 degrees again, but, you know, so goes life.
It's Michigan.
Yeah, I called to talk about tax revenues, but first, the DACA thing. The Democrats keep saying now they'll shut down the government if there's no DACA. Good. Please do.
Yeah, that's my thoughts exactly, Joe, because the last time we had a shutdown, people went, it really didn't affect me, did it? So, you know, so let it shut down, because people are going to quickly realize, because when the shutdown comes, that it doesn't affect all the things, the important things, right? Because
right.
But if Obama got to shut down veterans, memorials, parks, what can we shut down that the left would love to go to?
Again, let the Democrats show what their priority is. Illegal aliens over American citizens. If people haven't figured it out yet, let them demonstrate it again before our very eyes again.
Yes, and especially this year in 2018 election, mm-hmm. because it is this simple. When a Democratic Party puts more emphasis on people who are illegal in this country and trying to keep them here, instead of taking care of Americans first,
mm-hmm.
that shows you all you, they're here looking for votes.
Huh? They've
disenfranchised African Americans, union workers, everyone else. Their base is disappearing, and they want new people to replace you, the American worker. That's what Democrats are doing. They're trying to replace you because you're too educated, you're too smart, and you know better. And that's why they want all these new people who are uneducated. They're uneducated in their own countries. They mm-hmm. don't know how to speak Spanish or Swahili or whatever language they speak in their home countries. They don't even know, they don't even have education levels there.
They don't know how to use a toilet.
But like I said, I mainly called. I was looking at the Daily Drift.
For the news you need to know.
There you go. I was afraid you were going to miss your cue there entirely.
I got you.
The headline, Michigan tax collectors are hauling it in, and we all knew this was going to happen anyway. The tax revenues go up every year. We did not need the gas tax increase. Like we said all along, there would be plenty of extra money they could have put towards the roads. They wanted that so that they could have an even bigger slush fund from the general fund to play with. Now, Pat Kobach has been toying and talk about the idea of even completely eliminating the payroll tax, the Michigan state tax. That's one of the few things I disagree with him on. I'd like to see our property taxes cut because I'm tired of seniors living in their home mm-hmm. on fixed incomes lining up becoming homeless, kicked out of their homes because their mortgage is paid off, but they can't afford to pay the property taxes.
Yeah, yeah, and the only way that you'll even get a chance of that is if we elect a guy like Patrick mm-hmm. Kobach. You know, Bill Schuette, sorry, you're not worth my vote. Patrick Kobach is the only guy, and he's not getting enough airtime. He's not getting enough publicity. I know he doesn't have the rich coffers that the establishment GOP are going to be giving to Bill Schuette. But, folks, you've got to talk up Patrick Kobach. Go on your Twitter accounts. Go on your Facebook accounts. Go on your Gab accounts and talk up Patrick Kobach. Talk to him. Call him up. Email him. Whatever you got to do. But get people to look at Patrick Kobach because he really is a rocket scientist. And he has just great ideas for saving you, the taxpayer, money.
Go to Facebook. Go to Elect Patrick Kobach, that page that Joe and I have. And, you know, like that, share that. Go to the Kobach page itself. Like that, share that.
What else you got, Joe? Anything?
Well, Shady Schuette is ducking debates.
Man, you've been listening to Trump, haven't you?
Callie, Kobach and Hines, Dr. Hines, have all agreed to go around the state doing various town halls. But Shady Schuette, apparently, is too afraid to put himself in front of Michigan residents and deal with any issues or questions.
Yeah,
anyone ducking a debate will never get my vote in a primary or a general election if he's the nominee. If you're too afraid to face the voters and ask for their vote and explain why you should have their vote, you will never, ever, ever get my vote. You have to earn my vote. I don't owe it to you.
Yeah, and the Michigan GOP should be insisting that there's a debate. So shame on the Michigan GOP for not getting behind this and saying, yes, we want all four of you or five of you, whoever, get on the stage and debate the way you should, because Bill Schuette's a coward. He was a coward for not going after the fraud vote in Detroit, and that was all part of his political game of running for governor because he thinks he can pick up some percentage points in Wayne County. Sorry, Bill Schuette, you're not going to get any votes out of Wayne County because, number one, they don't like you, and number two, you're a Republican, right? So that's complete and utter nonsense. Well, great call, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care. God bless. Love you.
You too. Take care. Love you too. All right. Let's take a call from Bill in Tecumseh. Bill, welcome to the show.
Yes. I've been listening, and I think that Donald Trump has got it right on. He's three jumps ahead of the Democrats. He's sucking them in.
Yeah, I believe that as well. I'm not going to do the 4D chess thing because I think Donald Trump does sometimes speak out of turn or doesn't quite think the way he probably should. But, you know, that's why I voted for him, because he's out there saying these things the way I would say them, and that's what's important. And I think you're spot on. He's going to stick and get a great deal on immigration and on DACA and on everything else. And I think he's going to hold the line, and I think he is the spine of the Republican Party right now.
Do you take this fact that Haiti was hit by Mother Nature, Puerto Rico, they're both crap holes right now, but that doesn't mean the people are.
Exactly.
He never said the people are crap.
That's right. He said the countries are crap, and that really reverts down to the governments of those countries. Yeah. Because you know what? Billions of dollars went into Haiti. Well, a lot of it went to the Clintons, obviously. Yeah. But
the Clintons' pocket is right.
Yes, and the Haitian government is to blame for that, because instead of holding the Clintons accountable, saying, where's the money that you brought in for us? They're summoning the U.S. ambassador to complain about Donald Trump.
They took their
cut. They put enough in the pockets of the leaders. The leaders don't care.
Right. Yes. The leaders took their cut.
Yes, they did. And that's corruption, and that's crap hole, and that's why Haiti is a crap hole. Not because of the people are bad.
Hey, right now, there are spots in California that are crap holes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Spots in St. Louis and Detroit. There's all kinds. And you know what? Here's the thing. The Democrats want us to become a crap hole country, too. That's why they keep bringing in these people who don't have the American values that we have.
You get out of the main area of Detroit, it's a crap hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, great call, Bill. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
Take care. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just heard your a couple callers back talking about seniors losing their houses because their properties because they can't afford to pay the property tax.
Yep.
In Michigan, there's a state law in the property tax. I think it's 211.7 is the Property Tax Act. It's a poverty exemption. There's nobody should be losing their property because they can't afford to pay property taxes. And you just go to your local assessor, and they have to have the forms there. And if you meet the federal guidelines for being in poverty, you don't have to pay the tax.
Tom, that's a great, great piece of information. Can you email that to me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, and we can share that again?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Just and anybody, all the listeners, you can get a hold of me, Gary@thedailydrift.com. Send that through to me, Tom, and I'll make sure we bring that up on the show again, because that's a great piece of information. I did not know that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Tom? Nope, that's it. All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. Yeah, so there you go. If I'm ever poor, I can not pay my tax, maybe?
We have a caller.
Yeah, we'll get to that call in a second.
Right here.
Pastor Rick walked in. Well, there you go, see?
Two real quick points. One is the fact we keep saying President Trump said this. He said it says asshole or whatever. We don't know that he said that.
We don't know.
We need to stop flaming that fire of saying he did say it.
Yeah.
When I actually don't think he said it.
He may not have, but
he said something strong. He might have said crap hole. And
he might have used crap hole like we did. I don't know. But either way, the point is he called out these countries for being what they are.
Right.
They're crap holes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Second thing on what Tom just called on. I used to be a supervisor, a township supervisor.
Yeah.
Every township gets to set the limits of what's called impoverished for their township. So if you're having a hard time, you can go in there and claim impoverished, and they will let you know what the income levels are. You have to take in your tax forms and all your income forms and everything that shows what sort of revenue you have. And they'll put you in front of the Board of Review and find out if you fit that qualification. And if you do, they don't always reduce it 100%. Sometimes they'll give you a 50% or a 25% deduction. Sometimes I say you're over the limits and the qualifications and you get nothing.
Right. Is this the same township that over-assesses your property value?
Every township has argued that they over-assess. But yeah, that's out there for people. And you just have to do it in time. When you get your tax bill is the time you go down and you say you want to appear before the Board of Review.
Right.
And they'll say why, and you say, I want to cry impoverished. They'll give you the tax forms in the township or the forms you need to fill out.
Right.
Fill them out and go in front of the Board of Review.
Well, that's good to know. So you seniors out there, if you're on fixed incomes, make sure you take advantage of it because I didn't know that.
Yeah. Every township sets their own limits because, let's face it, what's poor in one township is not necessarily poor in another.
That's right. Bloomfield Township, I'm sure, is a little different than Northfield Township, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's take a call from Walter on line two. Walter, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, I want to ask you a question. I think you already covered. How do these clowns, these slanderers and liars, know that Donald Trump said what he said, supposedly had said racist comments?
How does that become a racist comment?
Number one, as we said at the beginning of the show, calling a country a crap hole is not racist because what race are you denigrating? Yeah. It's a country. It's not a person. It's a country. And there are multiple ethnicities within every country on the planet. So what are you being racist about when you call a country that and crap hole can be qualified? Number one, would you call Syria a crap hole? I'm not going there for vacation, and I don't want to live there. The cities are bombed out. I don't want to live in Aleppo. I don't want to visit it. It's
Somalia,
a crap hole.
Somalia?
Right? Somalia. Do I want to go somewhere where tribal feuds are going at each other and cutting off arms because they are from a different tribe or a different religion?
Any city in India.
Exactly. I mean, okay. these countries are crap holes. I think all he did was speak the truth. Whether he said that and used that word or not, I don't know.
I like Fox News is saying alleged.
Alleged.
Yes.
Alleged. Yeah, go on, Walter. You had another question.
As usual, we have the usual Republican suspects like Lindsey Graham and Bubba Lad Ryan. That's why I said it again. They got to open their big mouths and with prejudgment and slander and thereby breaking one of the commandments of bearing false witness, like many of them do, especially on that black state local station. They're still looking for a last-minute Hail Mary to get Donald Trump out of office. And if people like yourselves and myself stick with him, they got about as much chance as Frosted Snowman surviving the fires of hell of winning.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And we better stick with him. And these people always jump to conclusions. Come on, he said it. A bunch of liars, man. A bunch of backstabbing devils and everything else. Don't let me say a lot of other things, but I'm out of here.
All right.
Hey, Walt, roll the windows up. It's cold out, man.
All right, Walter, take care. All right, let's take a call from Mayor Beth, who wants to talk about Michigan property tax. Go ahead, Mayor Beth.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to really put it out there. I hear all this talk about property tax and how they should be lowered. They shouldn't exist at all. It's immoral to make us search just paying rent to live on the property that we rightfully
exactly.
own. We thought we owned this property, yet we have to pay rent on it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's immoral. I had a friend tell me once who lived in Alabama, oh, but our property taxes are so low, we lived on such and such, it was only $300 a year. I said, it's still immoral.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's terrible that you can never really, you never, even in the country, the bastion of capitalism and private industry, we never own our own property. That's true.
You go default, exactly. They'll take your property away, right? That's what it means.
Yeah. Yeah, great point, Mayor Beth.
That is so wrong. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. So I would prefer to keep the state income tax and eliminate property taxes altogether.
Oh, good point. All right. Anything else, Mayor Beth?
Go Pat Colbeck for governor. Yes.
Yes, there you go. All right. Thanks, Mary Beth. Appreciate it. You too. Okay, so I wanted to, we talked about Laura Ingraham, and she hit it on the head the other day. So I want to start with, Derek, while we got time, track one. This was Laura, and again, this was after seeing that meeting of Donald Trump and all the senators. Go ahead and play that, Derek.
As I predicted, this Gang of Six bill is a complete and utter joke. Earlier in the week, the president empowered congressional leaders to come up with a bipartisan deal to address the status of those 800,000 or so dreamers that Obama, through executive action, protected from deportation. Remember, there were some prerequisites. Build the wall, add more border agents and immigration judges, and end chain migration and the visa lottery. But today, Senators Dick Durbin, Lindsey Graham, and Jeff Flake unveiled their great compromise. The moment I heard it was those three involved, I knew it was going to be bad, by the way. If you're wondering why the president has already, in the words of Dick Durbin, personally rejected the bill, I'll tell you why. It would increase chain migration, violating one of the president's non-negotiables. Number one, the DACA recipients get citizenship and can then sponsor relatives and their parents for renewable three-year periods. The money for border enforcement is, as I predicted, a pittance. $2.3 billion is all Durbin, Graham, and Flake offered. And by the way, only $1.6 billion will go toward the construction of the wall or the double fencing. And what are they supposed to build the wall with? Styrofoam for that much money? A real border wall is expected to cost about $20 billion. And while Congress anguishes to find the money, well, by the way, remember, we're going to rebuild Puerto Rico for about $50 billion, and illegals cost us all in about $113 billion a year. So do not tell me we don't have the money to enforce our own border.
All right. So there you go. So for some of my Facebook friends that we had a big argument this week, right? $113 billion a year we spend on illegal immigrants, all in. And that's your schools, that's your hospitals, that's everything, right? So you two knuckleheads, Facebook friends of mine, I should just out you for being ignorant and stupid and hateful, but $113 billion a year. So if we spend $50 billion on a wall or $20 billion on a wall,
yeah.
That money comes right back, and Mexico does pay for that.
Wait a minute.
Right?
Now you're asking somebody to do math. Come on. Nobody knows how to do math anymore.
You know, just number one, stopping the loss of GDP because all these illegals who come here and make their money and send it away.
Gross domestic product.
Yes. You're reducing it when they just take that cash, under the table cash, and they ship it to Mexico, right? So we're propping up Mexico with our money. Right?
And Mexico knows it.
Mexico knows it. Absolutely they do. Well, we didn't get to a bunch of other stuff.
It can't be that time.
It's that time already.
Derek?
It's over. It's over! I know. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, and please, people, talk up Patrick Colbeck. And did you say we were going to try and get Sandy Pensler?
Yes, his aide is supposed to contact me.
Hopefully we'll get Sandy Pensler
and
another.
Colbeck is supposed to call in also.
Okay, so we're going to try and get some people in here to interview. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. See you.